3, 6, and 2. Okay. Keep the torch shaded, but shine it down into the safe.
Okay.
Shine right inside now. Personal drawings and holdings for the ambassador. Texts, United Nations meetings here in New York. What's this? No, nothing confidential so far.
You know what you're looking for.
What do you think? Yeah, this is more like it. Most secret. OHMS, urgentest, confidential, secret. Yeah, this'll be it. Keep shining the torch. Okay, you know what to do?
Yes.
You see me out, then you squeal. Shout blue murder, but give me time to get away.
Right.
Okay, coast is clear. Your money will be in the post. So long.
I wonder if I've done the right thing. 5 minutes, then I press the alarm. Blue murder, he said. Literally.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Double Trouble.
Hello there.
What?
Don't tell me. I know it, Curtis Blumenthal.
How did you know?
The dulcet timbre of the voice, sweet nothings in my ear.
Now listen, Johnny Bridges.
Yeah, here's Lee. Right, for you, Lee.
You know he could fire you, don't you? Through Ames.
Oh, why should he do a thing like that? I work for you, remember?
Johnny
sometimes.
Bridges.
Oh, boy, the friends I got.
Listen, Johnny Bridges, yeah, when you call Lee, you're not there.
Give it here.
Yeah.
What the heck's going on there? Johnny Bridges, are you calling Lee or are you not?
Yeah, Curtis, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're there, Lee. You know, one day I'm gonna...
Fire him. Yeah, well, don't. We need him around for light relief.
Thanks, pal.
Well, anyway, Lee, a job for you. British Embassy broken into, papers taken. I want the FBI in. I've spoken already to Ames. We want it looked into.
You mean they don't?
Nope. Get over here fast, I'll give you the lowdown. And not a word to anyone.
Like I always talk about our cases, huh?
Lee, I'm serious. This is top level, international level. It could mean a lot of trouble.
I want another rock in the drink, Lee.
One piece of ice will do me.
Okay.
Thanks.
I think I'll mix me another.
Dutch courage?
Yeah, something like that. How are we going to play it, Lee?
I'm trying to think it out.
We put 1 foot wrong, I can see you and me both being out of a job.
Yeah, we're the fall guys. Yeah, it's tough. Now, let me recap. Last night, about 10, the British Embassy was entered. The safe in the ambassador's office opened, rifled. Certain papers are missing, apparently. The internal alarm was given.
Sure?
Yeah, of course. We do have contacts in a lot of places, you know.
You think the British boys watch us in London like this?
Well, you know they do. Anyway, a rumpus inside the embassy. We get to hear of it. Curtis is told to contact them. He does so. No go. They're dealing with it themselves, right? No cops, no FBI.
Either nothing of importance was stolen.
That's not what our contact said.
Or something of great importance was stolen.
Yep.
Blumenthal wants us to investigate.
Yep.
All because of the peace moves in Great Britain, the anti-Vietnam feeling there, and the Cambodia-North Vietnam question coming up in the United Nations in 2 weeks. Being brought up by Russia.
Czechoslovakia. A satellite, you know.
Now, the General Assembly have already voted for UN intervention in an effort to stop the U.S. from escalating the war there. Well, now it's up to the Big Five. Britain is one of them.
And there's talk of a vote from Britain against the States. May not mean all that much on the surface, but the effects could last for years.
Only talk, though.
Yeah. I think a directive, say, is missing from the British government to its UN representative here and its embassy. Maybe not a direct order to vote against the States, but certainly sounding out the pros and cons of it.
Political dynamite. What kind of allies are they, anyway?
Good ones. But the Vietnam question is absorbing the world, Johnny.
And we have to find the papers. Check that they are what we think they are.
Confirm what we think they are. And with documentary evidence, we can approach them. Ask them why. Put our government's point of view to them again. Get them to vote with us. Whether you like the Vietnam War or not, Johnny, it's here to stay.
Thing is, are we?
I want to talk to your ambassador.
Name, please?
Kirby, Harold Kirby.
What is the call about, please?
It's to do with last night. Just tell him that, would you?
Hold on, please.
Carruthers, I believe you want to talk to me, Mr. Kirby.
Yeah, last night your safe got broken into. I've got some papers here, pretty interesting. I thought you might want them back.
I'd expected a call of this nature. We would like them back, yes. On the other hand, those papers are fairly meaningless. They're not worth very much.
No? You want me to tell you what they say, or maybe you know already? All I have to do is call into a precinct, hand those papers over to the cops. They'd be sent to the very top. I think your government might be a little embarrassed at that. You know, the United Nations jazz coming up.
How much do you want?
$50,000, old bills, sealed in an envelope. I take it to the corner of East 41st and Buckley. Get someone to stand on the corner with it. It'll be collected.
And the papers?
Delivered to you in 2 days' time. Personal messenger.
Why not hand them over when we hand them over? The money, I mean.
What do you take me for? You got the address. 2 p.m. tomorrow.
You're going to use that phone all day?
Beat it.
I've been waiting, buddy.
So keep waiting. Close the door, you mind?
Some guys.
What's the local precinct number? Yeah. Nothing like collecting dough from both sides, is there?
Seems like someone wants to make a feast out of this.
How come?
The cops just got hold of headquarters. Lincoln Turner was on the line. They wanted you, but he gave me the lowdown.
Yeah?
Phone call. Some guy wants $50,000 in old bills. Dropped on the corner of East 42nd and Buckley. Half one tomorrow. In return, we get posted in 2 days' time some papers from the British Embassy.
It figures. Making a sell from us, and maybe already a demand from the British Embassy.
Well, that's what I said about making a feast out of it.
Yeah. Spiro called yet?
Yeah. I wrote down a list of the complete staff at the embassy, where they live and so on, and what Spiro knows about each and every one of them. They all seem pretty on the level. A couple of black marks, though, against a guy called Winterton, second secretary. Drinking. On the cards, he'll be heading back for England soon.
I see. Call Lincoln Turner back. Tell him to tell Curtis no money goes off yet. We'll tell him when, if we feel like buying the information.
Okay.
Tell him also there's a party tonight at the British Embassy. Some occasion, I don't know what. Tell him to get us invites.
Okay. What as?
Anything, any cover. But get us in there.
Are you enjoying yourselves?
Yeah, ma'am.
Oh, I do so love that high interlude for cello and harpsichord, don't you? So divinely played. What's your opinion?
Matterhorn?
Oh, yes, sure, ma'am. A great piece. Swinging.
Yes, I suppose it could be described that way. Do help yourself to some more drinks, won't you?
Lee, this is killing me. Why don't we move in and talk to the second secretary right now?
I think the Matterheim piece was good stuff.
Uh-huh. Boy, I heard there was stuff in here, but sitting for an hour and a half before the drinks come out, listening to...
Music critics.
Who?
That's what we are for this occasion. Or maybe I didn't tell you.
No, you didn't.
Well, we don't have to suffer much longer. You see the guy?
Yeah, over in the corner, long hair, pinstripe, bombed out of his nut.
All right, let's go see him.
Jeff, it's the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen. You know, he fell over the chair onto his you-know-what. And listen, and the Peruvian minister just stood there, covered in booze, but being very diplomatic about the whole thing.
Move it, Johnny.
Mr. Winterton, there's a phone call for you, I believe. Yes, someone asked me to pass it on in the hall.
That's very good of you. Thank you. Well, see you around, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Come
back.
That's all right.
We follow.
Excuse me. Hello? It's funny. Oh, it's you. They must have rung off. Coming back inside, you?
No, Mr. Winterton. Neither are you. Right now.
Out of here, you know?
Yeah, sure, you could, but you won't. Now, our information is this. You set the alarm system going. You found out that the safe had been broken into.
Who told you?
A little bird. Now, listen to me, Winterton. We're allies, but we'll cut the buddy-buddy routine down to rock bottom. You're missing certain papers. We know roughly what's in those papers. We want to peruse them, is all.
That information doesn't concern... doesn't concern your government.
Yes, it does. We're not going to make capital out of it. Just be forewarned and forearmed when the next UN meeting comes up.
Actually, I've no idea what went.
Now, how would a guy get in here? All the staff, you included, is keeping a closed mouth, as it were, about last night. But it wasn't a breaking and entering, was it?
No.
Well, we're trying to get those papers. The dynamite. What if they were published in Europe or the States?
What?
The missing papers. We play it our way. Only the embassies, heads of state, know what goes on. And a few other guys like us. But if you don't help us, you're in trouble.
Look, I'm going back to the party. Stay where you are. Huh?
They're sending you back to England, you know that?
Me? Why?
You lift your hand too much to your lips. I'm leveling with you on this.
When?
End of the month. You're going to be fired.
Nonsense.
We kid you not, Mr. Winterton. You help us, we'll help you. We'll get you retired, as it were, instead. No shame, no disgrace, no embarrassment, really.
Can you help me? Heavens, I didn't ever expect it.
Getting into the safe was an inside job, wasn't it?
Talk for your own sake, buddy. Talk.
The papers were that important?
I believe you. You can get back to your party now, but don't open your mouth to anyone. We'll keep our word.
I can trust you.
You have to, don't you?
Poor sucker. Didn't help us any, though.
No. A phone call to him personally... offer of money. 10 p.m. last night. He stays up, lets someone in through the door, takes him to the safe, gives him the combination. Papers are taken. By whom? A guy Winterton can hardly identify who would know that the ambassador had those papers?
Some guy in the diplomatic service. Any side?
No. No, it must be the British or us.
Us, huh?
Well, I hope not. Now, who would be close enough to the British ambassador to have picked up something?
Oh, sorry. It's you.
Oh, hi, Spiro. What are you doing out of the party? Last time Johnny saw you, you were serving drinks on a silver tray.
I came out for some air.
You faker, you. Thanks for the tip-off about the safe breaking.
That's all right. I expect something for it, hmm?
It'll be posted to you, like before.
It's good.
Which is exactly what you came here for right now, to check, right?
Actually, yes. I had better get back. As always, at the ambassador's right hand. The post.
They pay him as a personal valet to the ambassador, and we pay him for certain information. Nice.
Johnny, did Lincoln Turner say he'd taken a tape of the call through to headquarters asking for the dough?
Yeah, why?
I want to go hear it. Now.
Call to us again, Lee?
Yeah, one more time.
Okay.
You got the address? East 42nd and Buckley, 1:30 tomorrow. 50,000, okay? Unmarked, old bills. You'll get those very interesting papers, 2 days' time. Boy, and what you can't do with them.
Want to hear some more?
No, thanks.
Well, what were you expecting, Lee?
I thought there might have been some collusion between Jeremy Winterton and Spiro, but that's not Spiro's voice. Which means I think Spiro might have gotten the tip-off inadvertently that there was something in the ambassador's safe, but he didn't go to Winterton. He contacts an outsider who calls Winterton, offers the poor guy some dough, which he badly needs. Winterton lets the guy, the third person in the triangle, into the embassy. And the papers go.
But Spiro, our contact, is in on it. Why does he tip us off, then, that the safe has been broken into, that the embassy are trying to hush it up?
Oh, just to keep it in the clear with us and move suspicion from himself. It's an old trick.
And we still don't know the actual guy who took the papers?
No, but I think maybe Spiro can tell us. Let's go ask him. Why don't you live in, anyway? You used to, at the embassy.
I like to be on my own sometimes. I wake early here and get to the embassy well before I'm needed. But I asked you a question. What do you want? Why do you break in here? Ask silly questions.
You're a double, double crosser, Spiro. We can break you.
I do not understand you. Also, I will not talk. And if you are not very careful, I shall refuse certain services in the future.
Johnny, call the British ambassador. Okay, we use your phone, Spiro.
No, I do not allow...
Use it, Johnny.
No, you will not.
Embassy.
You cannot do this to me.
No?
Hello, British Embassy. Who's speaking, please?
I'd like to talk to the ambassador, please. I have some information for him concerning a theft from his study. He'll want to hear what I say.
Oh, would you hold on, please? Who's speaking?
No, put down the phone.
Lee.
Put it down, Johnny.
Hello? You still there? Who's speaking, please? Who's...
Okay. So we don't make a call through to your ambassador, telling him all we know about you. Just so long as you talk.
I do not know who it was. There was a phone call to me. Someone who said he knew of me that I was sometimes willing to pass information on to certain people for monetary reward. He said what was the best way of getting into the ambassador's safe. I did not want to be involved, but I knew that Mr. Winterton would, well, allow himself to be manipulated.
Nice phrase. Carry on.
Well, I gave him Mr. Winterton's name, and then all I know is last night the theft was discovered. I made contact with one of your men at the FBI to pass the news.
Like I said, Johnny, hoping to clear himself. So you were blackmailed into helping the guy that phoned. Now, you've no idea who it might be?
No. None. I swear this.
Okay. Pack your bag, Spiro. Get out of town. Come on, Johnny.
What happens to me?
You can stay, or the ambassador can get himself a new valet. Suit yourself. Me? I would take a powder. Fast. Lincoln Turner's still on the corner of the street.
Yeah, trying not to look like a dumb cop. You think someone will come along for the dough?
Yeah, I didn't think so at first, but now I think someone will come running past. Lincoln's holding out the packet with the counterfeit dough in it. It's pretty obvious. Someone will grab it, run off.
And I leg it after him?
No, you go down the street. Someone will be in a car waiting.
Who?
In a minute, Johnny. Spiro was always a big mouth. I think the first lead came from him to someone at the embassy, working there or visiting. An attaché, maybe. Maybe just a semi-professional who got in there somehow. You know how it goes. Gets into a place like an embassy under a pretext, picks up titbits, tries to sell the information to anyone interested.
Okay, someone talked to Spiro. He let something slip about important papers. This guy knew Spiro. With the information he got, he blackmailed Spiro. Spiro himself wouldn't help, but he put that someone onto Jeremy Winterton.
Yeah. A man often plays drunker than he is.
Meaning?
Should be near 1:30 now. Get out the car, Johnny.
Okay. You said for me to go down the street. Either side, huh? Looking for...
Winterton. Who else? What was in it for him, Johnny? Dough. He's a sharper cookie than we thought, maybe. He wouldn't just sit and wait to be paid some dough. He'd want in.
So he knows more than he told us. He does know the guy that did the job. Knows who he is, know where he is.
And be with him right now on this job to collect his dough and take a powder before his embassy kicks him out of the States.
I sure hope you're right on this.
And if I'm not?
Okay. You will be. Take me to your leader.
What?
So Lee was right. Stay right there in the passenger seat, Winterton, or this baby my hand goes off. You, expecting someone, maybe?
Hey, got that guy running down the street there.
And maybe the guy sprinting down the street to us right now.
You, move out the way, please. I want to get into this car.
Sure you do.
Get out of the way. Winterton! Let me, Winterton! Leave me alone. I want to get into the car. Winterton!
A great buddy you got leaves you in the lurch.
No, you don't.
Okay, you guys, you can move on. This is a cop job. FBI, go on, beat it, all of you.
Okay, don't shout, buddy.
Easy to sound in on you, Johnny. The crowd. You get him?
Yeah, Winterton shoved.
That's okay, we don't want him.
You better pick this guy up from the floor.
You attacked me. Hit me with a gun.
And we'll hit you with a lot more besides. Hey, wait a minute.
Oh,
I know you. You're a Simpson, a military attaché to the British Embassy. Where are the papers?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Lincoln, Johnny, we'll take him in. Grill him. Break him. I reckon he'll end up with a good 5 years in the pen.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll take you to where they are.
Good. Lincoln, get him into a car. Go get the papers. Meet us back at our office.
And now...
Now we return the papers to the British Embassy after we've perused them. I don't think Britain will vote against us over Vietnam, but you never know. They'll think twice now. All friends again.
Politics is politics, huh?
Yeah, even with friends, a dirty business. Okay, Johnny, let's go.
Have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.